Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're looking at information. We're looking at information versus knowledge, and we're looking at how you might be able to get the best out of your relationship with information. It's true that at the moment we live in an information-rich society. It's positively drenched in information. The advent of the internet has allowed more information to reach us than ever before, but there's quite a big difference between information and knowledge. And I would suggest that knowledge is when we actually internalize information and it becomes our own. And this becomes a particularly useful thing when it comes to, you know, managing our life, when it comes to making changes, when it comes to growth, and when it comes to developing that other ideal, which is wisdom, information that we can actually draw upon to live the best life that we can. So it's true that knowledge is power and that knowledge is key to an empowered life. So I've got some tips today about how to navigate this information-rich world to get the best out of the information that we receive. My first tip when we're dealing with any new information or media source is to check that source. Some newspapers, websites, media organizations have particular agendas and biases, and it's quite permissible for them to do so, but I think we all need to know the ins and outs of that. And so I always suggest to people that they check in with the about sections in any new website that they encounter. They read people's bios and they look for things that might make them valid sources of information, whether they are experts in their field, whether, you know, positions have been backed up by science, whether the articles have been published in journals, and any other corroborating and reinforcing information. My next tip is to see the position. All of us, when we communicate, we have a position behind the information. It can be particularly important to try to look beyond just the information and see the position that particular spokespeople hold, whether it be political, philosophical, whether it be just be a pragmatic position. And again, that allows us to put the information in context. My next tip is to step outside the information and try and consider and find the counter argument, the alternative positions there might be, and what else is being said or not said in any particular case. And then I think it's really important to think deeply and not just let the information wash over you and accept it as is without questioning, but to really think critically about what you're hearing and to process it on that level. My second last tip is to try really hard to understand any alternative views or perceptions. It's really common when we think about any issue in our society that there are more than one position. And I think all of us could try a little bit harder to try and understand the alternative perception or the alternative position a little bit better. Remember, you don't actually have to agree or adopt a particular view to be able to understand it and understand why someone else may hold that view. I guess remember also that a great deal of information and wisdom is actually found outside of the media. People, books, nature, all of these can be sources of knowledge and wisdom and the power that comes from those things. So find your power this week with Mind Games.